Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Earlier in the morning, I got a call saying that the center has instructed all the schools to now install CCTV cameras in the bathroom. They're basically doing this after these incidents that have surfaced in the last many, many weeks in Bangalore of deaths and murders and rapes and happening within the premises of schools. Lots of varied opinions that have been coming in. Parents are saying that, hey, we're paying enough to the school, they should take care of it. Schools are saying that's not the only responsibility you have. It's a potpourri of opinions. After all, we are the largest democracy in the world, aren't we?
I totally agree with the counselor. Parents have a great responsibility in adding to the child's upbringing.
The terms and conditions that parents have to sign before getting their kids into any school, and you'll realize how one-sided those terms and conditions are. Just take a look and you'll find out.
Hi, Disha. This is Ramya here. I just heard a counselor on your show talk about a situation wherein teachers might become scarce. The profession is not something that people would choose as one of the top three in their minds. I, for one, believe that the teaching profession has been grossly unappreciated in terms of monetary value. I know for a fact that when my parents, who have been teachers themselves, had asked me to consider it, I really thought it wasn't viable because it pays a very less compared to industry. And so I feel that teaching, whether it is school, whether it is college or university, if it is paid well, people would actually choose it as an actual viable career option.
Disha, this is Kumar here. I just heard the conversation in the FM, somebody suggesting for a GPS enabled or some trigger type. This has been introduced in DAV school in Chennai. It comes with the RFID and it also has a tracking system. I think this is something which all schools should look at.
My mother-in-law is actually an education consultant, so she deals with kids day in and day out. It is quite shocking to know that even 5th and 6th graders, she mentions, they keep talking about blowjobs and sex, etc. I don't know if it's the internet, but kids have lost their innocence, and I don't know how to rectify this.
That's a very helpless, concerned voice that I just heard.
I think it's time to get super radical. If you can get super radical and also keep it simple. When I say simple, I don't mean easy, but just keep it simple. Here's one. By the year 2025, shut down all private schools and only government education. The government cannot abdicate its responsibility towards educating every Indian child. Nobody should get left behind. Two, many countries have a drafting and conscription policy for the armed forces. I think we should have a drafting and conscription policy for Indian education, where every Indian adult beyond the age of 25 spends 2 years of their life, anytime between the age of 25 and 50, working in a government school on various areas. It could be teaching, it could be sanitation, it could be cleaning, but they have to be involved in some form of government education for 2 years. That would mean the human resources that is lacking in the government education system would become available, and we just make it mandatory for everybody to do.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.